I've always been fascinated by the stars. No matter where I'm night hiking on the planet, I can find beautiful clusters of light across the skies. Stars millions of light years away, galaxies and nebulae. The night sky provides enough detail to keep the mind wandering for hours. It's nature's most spectacular canvas. This time of year, the night sky tends to be the clearest, and there's less light pollution. Though the evenings might be cold, in winter, constellations like the Big Dipper and Cassiopeia are easier to see and identify. So on the clearest nights, I'll bundle up, fill a mug with steaming hot chocolate, and set off in search of darkness. For a long time, I just marveled at the night sky's mystery and beauty. But recently, I learned more about what I'm seeing thanks to a visit to Bear Branch Nature Center in Westminster, Maryland. They have a 40-seat planetarium and 3 stationary telescopes open to the public. I learned that stars are actually enormous balls of gas created when large gaseous clouds floating in space collect due to their gravitational pull. They are mostly made up of hydrogen undergoing nuclear fusion. In the core of a star, there is such intense temperature and pressure that 2 hydrogen atoms can collide into one another and form a single helium atom. The 2 atoms fuse, releasing a large amount of energy into the universe. This energy is what makes a star shine and emit heat and light. At Bear Branch, I saw the stars in an entirely new way, by looking through a telescope. Isolating a single star, rather than looking at the whole sky, allowed visitors to pick up vivid color in a star. I absolutely recommend it. Or check in with the Maryland Science Center, which offers free Friday stargazing. There's also the University of Maryland Observatory in College Park that has public views of stars through their high-power telescope twice a month. Luckily, most stars can be seen with the naked eye and don't require any observational aids to be seen. Telescopes just enhance the experience. To see the stars from your own backyard, here are some tips. First, find an open area. Try a large field such as a sports field. The important thing is to be far away from obstructions like trees, buildings, and large hills that will block your view. Next, stay away from bright electric lights. Light pollution causes a sky glow, which diminishes visibility. Try to get far away from heavily populated spots. Rural areas are best. If you've never seen the night sky in near-perfect dark conditions, away from all sources of light pollution, you'll be truly amazed by the difference. I always make sure to check the weather, too. Just because it's not raining doesn't mean the skies are clear. Even light clouds can hinder your view, so aim for nights that are 100% clear. Lastly, keep in mind that the specific object you're seeking may not be in the night sky when you want it to be. Some constellations are only visible during certain months. Also, when the moon is full, its brightness can outshine the stars in the sky. So check a site like cleardarksky.com for optimal times to see particular constellations or planets. For example, now is the time to look for the famous Orion. From Maryland, you can only see it in winter, not in the summer. That's because the Earth is constantly rotating as well as revolving around the Sun. During the winter, Orion is on the dark side of the Earth. In the summer, Orion is on the other side of the Sun, and sunlight dominates the sky when the constellation would be visible. To learn more, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings, or check out the programs at other local parks from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station. Happy stargazing!